In many cases, we'll need to find variables other than I, that is, the amount of interest, in order to solve a simple interest problem. But because we have our formula, I equals P times R times T, we can find any of these other variables, P for principal, R for rate, or T for the number of time periods, simply by rearranging the I equals P times R times T equation, and using some careful mathematical reasoning. Let's have a look at our second example of calculating simple interest to see how this might be done by clicking on the play video button.